Number six, Josh Gibson.
Didn't gain a lot of ground as Hartung gets on the end of it again.
Gatherick got it to Gibson. Cap off a great day today, Joshy boy, and he does.
Fists on the footy everywhere. Tapped away by McAvoy beautifully to Gibson, who settles from 45. That was a ripping goal. Josh Gibson, he likes it. He's got a couple in the last couple of weeks.
Couldn't mark it off hands. Mopped up his own work. Gave it off here. Little one out in the corner. Gibson's kicked the goal. Gibson's kicked the goal here. And he just milks the national TV time. Does Gibbo. Likes the spotlight.
Started his career at North Melbourne, played 65 games, and then has gone on to be a triple premiership champion. Two best and fairest in premiership years. He's just an outstanding achievement, and great to catch up with him in the Triple M rocking footy box. Gibbo, congratulations again, mate. An unbelievable career.
Thanks, mate. Very star-studded panel in here, hey?
Now, you've been asked every question that can possibly ask, so we've decided to just do this a little bit more succinctly, Brownie. We're going to start with a few memorable moments.
I'm a bit nervous. Look at Juddy's really staring through me.
What's the most memorable Clarko story you can think of?
Clarko, he's had some funny ones. Actually, we were playing in Sydney. Sully's next door. And I think it was like the first time that Sully, Hodgie and Mitch all hadn't played together. So we're all sitting in the team meeting and night before the game, and Clarko's not here, and everyone's just told to sit there quietly, and he walks out from this next room with, you know, like those, what are those Scottish guards, you know, with the big black hats and the full red outfit. And he's like, boys, this is all about changing of the guard tonight. This is the first
it's the first time we haven't played a game with these senior blokes. Got absolutely nothing from the group. Ripped the hat off and threw that away. It was so flat, but no, it was a good one because we went on. We lost that game, so it was spot on that night.
What about, Gibbo, your most memorable grand final moment? I heard you on another show during the week talk about you all wrote letters to each other. What's something that sticks out as a memorable either celebration or a moment after one of your premierships?
We talking real celebrations, or we want a touchy, emotional football?
One of each.
I reckon the celebrations when, I can't remember what year it was, but Delta decided to come to the celebrations with her, and Bradley Hill and a few other blokes, Brent Stratton, got a little excited, and Strats was actually seeing that Sam Frosker, you remember, off the air. So, look, he woke up the next morning and Women's Day had him, Delta and Sam in a love triangle. So Strats was pretty happy with the way the 14 premiership laid itself out. But some of the good moments, probably getting up Darryl Braithwaite, just singing with him, taking over the microphone, and just was convinced that I was twice as good a singer as him until I watched the rerun in the morning and it was putrid. But no, that was some of the good moments.
And Gibbo, what about your most memorable footy trip performer?
You have to go back to the North Melbourne days for footy trips.
Aaron Edwards, he'd be up there, wouldn't he?
Aaron Edwards was...
he got banned from a Kangaroos footy trip.
Yeah, I would not doubt it. Probably he would have had his own trip, though. The best one for me, the best story was, it was Archie's last trip, and there was all these murmurs that Colby was going to rock up.
Because, great Glenn Archie you're talking about.
Yeah, Glenn Archie, sorry, yep. And everyone was talking, apparently Colby's going to come, and every night we'd have happy hour sitting on the beach, and there'd always be these fishing boats going past, and all of a sudden this fishing boat just starts coming towards the shore, just revving its engine, and there's this bloke with this like Joe Dirt wig with a monkey on his shoulder, like out of Hangover, and we're looking because, shit, that's Colby. And Colby's hired this wig, given some bloke his passport to get this monkey, and just rocks up onto the beach with a monkey, and told us he'd been there for 3 days just following us around town with wigs on, so we wouldn't recognise him.
Lee Colby, you're talking of as well, one of the great blokes ever in football. Most memorable sledge on field, Gibbo?
Oh, God. I actually didn't get too many. I'm trying to think who's... One of the, I don't want to go too deep into it, but the boys have had a fair go at old poor Todd Goldstein recently about what's going on off field with his love life. So that cut pretty deep. I don't want to get too into that. But, yeah, look, it was pretty brutal, and Goldie didn't like it. What are you looking at? Like, you know, you don't want to know.
I know what the story is, but... Oh. Yeah. All right.
Well, come on, Damo. I didn't bring this to the table.
Oh, yeah, I need you to finish it. That's what you call a handball receiver.
You're like a turtle just pulling your head out of your shell. You're like, pop my head out there and get it back in.
Well, I'm surprised Gibbo's gone down this path. That's all.
So you've given us a Nath Brown awkward silence there, Damo. Yeah.
Well, I didn't introduce you.
You asked me for my best
sledges. We're getting the honesty. I like it.
Well, mate, I'm retired, so... Just because I've got a Hawthorn tracksuit on, don't be fooled.
All right, well, let's go outside the grand finals, Gibbo. You obviously played in three winning ones, one losing one. What was the most memorable game, be it at North Melbourne or the Hawks, outside the grand finals?
That's an easy one. 2013 prelim against Geelong. 20 points down, start of the last quarter. Kennett Kearse hadn't beaten them for 20 years or whatever it was. Completely stuffed us up. Managed to get across the line, kick a winning score. It was the loudest night. Couldn't hear the siren go at the end of the game, and won that game to get into the granny and win our first flag. So that game was pretty special because, you know, we knew we hadn't beaten them. So to get to the top, we needed to knock off the nemesis. That's it.
I like it. I like it one more, Gibbo.
Uh-oh.
It's gentle. Your most memorable Hodgie story. He's obviously a legend of our game. You got a memorable Hodgie story for the listeners.
Memorable Hodgie story. I just think, like you saw last night on the footy show, I think all the memorable stuff you see Hodgie is all the stuff he does for my room and away from the club that's like... That's pretty special because he is an aggro man, but he's got this ability to be calming and really look after people. So I can't put it to one moment, but I just think, you know, when I think back of Hodgie, apart from his wildness on the field and he being this cut cat and going for it, but he had this very soft side and was always willing to look after people, especially kids. So.
And over all the years, North Melbourne and Hawthorn, who's had the best looking misses in that time?
Who's dated the best girls? Yeah. Oh, well, I would have dated the best girls. I never had a missus, so I couldn't really answer where you just laid that up, mate.
Beautifully answered, you mate. Why didn't you get a farewell game tonight? I know your groin's sore, but surely you just strap that up and you pop you in the forward pocket, Gibbo, and we get the chance to farewell. Probably was that even close to happening or not?
Nah, look, mate. Once I knew I wasn't 100% right, I wasn't really interested in playing. I'm quite happy just doing my lap at halftime and waving to the...
Is there a cheering off tonight?
Are you getting cheered off?
No, I'm just walking around at halftime, mate. Why, you think I'm going to...
There were whispers. We heard whispers you might get cheered
off. Brian Taylor's been just working at really? You might be getting cheered off. Can you do it for us, Gibbo?
Guys want me to cheer off, is it cool if I go down? Claire? That's no.
Claire's given the...
Don't worry, I've still got the tracksuit on. I'll somehow get down there and get cheered off and wave up here.
You are good enough to get cheered off tonight, Gibbo. You deserve it more than anyone else. You've been an unbelievable player, an unbelievable bloke in the game, and we appreciate your time here on Triple M Footy tonight.
Thanks, guys. Good luck, especially to you, mate.
Thanks, Gibbo.
No pressure.
Mate, it's all good. And I just want to congratulate you. Great career. I remember when we played school, you were a little... fat little podger that could have some ability and look at you.
Don't worry, I'll bring on premiership player. I'll be back there in a year.